Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Healthy Pinoy. Ngayong Breast Cancer Awareness Month, tampok natin ang kwento ni Jennifer Limbo D., na isang cancer survivor at nalabanan ng sakit na cancer ng 2 beses. Sa edad na 45 taong gulang ay na-diagnose siya ng breast cancer at matapos nag-remission ng 21 taon ay muling bumalik ang sakit. Bagamat tumarap sa napakahirap na hamon sa kanyang kalusugan, paano ba nalampasan ni Jennifer ang lahat ng ito na may positibong pananaw? Pakinggan ang kanyang kwento sa Healthy Pinoy.
Kasama natin ngayon si Ms. Jennifer Limbo D., isang cancer survivor na labanan ang cancer ng 2 beses. Can you share po una sa lahat what it was like when you first learned about your diagnosis? I know po na 2 beses kayo nakasurvive ng cancer.
So, my first diagnosis was in 2000 and I was young then. I was only 45. So, imagine 45 years old, you've got young kids and the word cancer alone is masyadong, di ba, depressing sa mga tao. Kasi it's really like parang, kumbaga, sinintensyahan ka na. Diba? Mm-hmm. Pag cancer, alam mo, oh my God, I'm going to die. Mamamatay na ako kasi may cancer ako. Kasi pag sinabi ang cancer, maraming tao nagsasabi na untreatable yan, which is wrong, right? Mm-hmm. Ngayon, masyado ng modern ang technology natin. So marami ng mga treatment na nagagawa na nagagamot yung iba, na bumabalik katulad ko. So in 2000, I only had a lumpectomy. A lumpectomy is removal of the tumor.
Ano yung cancer na na-diagnose sa inyo?
I had breast cancer. Ang left breast ko ang affected. So there was a little tumor that was found. Ang initial feeling ko was parang may masakit sa chest ko. And then when I felt it, sabi ko, parang merong maliit na lump, no? Sabi ko. And what my GP then said was, ang cancer is not painful, which is true. Hindi masakit yan. But I could feel na something, sabi ko, parang masakit siya. Pag very tender, pag nahawakan mo, pag naliligo ka. And sinabi ko sa, husband ko din, sabi, pa-check ka. Nung chinek, sabi nga nun, nagulat siya. He actually stammered to tell me na you've got breast cancer. Sabi ko, okay, so what do I do next? So, I will have to schedule you to see an oncologist. So, tong cancer doctor na to, sa Peter Mac ako nila, sir. And yung Peter Mac na yun was in the city. And sabi niya noon, kasi wala naman akong private health insurance. So, sabi ko, I don't have any private health insurance. Sabi niya, you might have to wait for 2 weeks. In 2 days' time, Claudette, nakakuha ko ng appointment. I pray hard. My friends prayed for me. And I think the faith actually took me through it. You know, there's the guidance on something. I still believe in that. I was supposed to only have radiation for 36 days after the removal of the lump. So, wala akong stage kasi it was only a grain of rice. That's the size of the tumor. Grain of rice. And they call it capsulated in the sense na hindi siya nag-spread pa. Ganun lang siya. So, ang recommendation ng oncologist was radiation only for 36 days. Continuous yan every day. Ang sabi ko naman, what if I'd like to have chemotherapy? Kasi syempre, young ka, you still have young kids, gusto mong ma-ensure na yung mga anak mo will be there, will be able to survive. So, sabi ko, paano kung gusto ko magpa-chemotherapy? Sabi niya, pwede rin, although you don't need it, pero sabi ko, para mas may peace of mind ako. So, binigyan ako ng chemotherapy. That's 6 series. So, ang each series is 2 chemo. So, I subjected myself to chemotherapy. Hindi ko natapos. Kasi, nag-collapse lahat ng veins ko. Hindi na ako malagyan ng needle and lahat ng nurses, pass. Pag naka-3 pass ka sa Peter Mac, hindi ka na pwedeng matukap distortion. So, I was able to survive. My hair fell 20%. I bought a wig and, I shaved my head. And I have got 3 boys and yung boys ko, mga lalaki. Sabi ko, well, I'm gonna shave my head. Why? because they're falling and it's messy. Ganyan, ganyan.
Mm.
Sinipin buhok ko. Yun, after that, everything went well. I did not take any medication that time. Walang tablet, no nothing. So,
mm-hmm.
on remission ako every 6 months for mammogram ako. Mm-hmm. And then every year after that, continuously. Because of that, so every year ang ano ko, ang mammogram ko.
Matagal po ba nag-remission bago pong bumalik yung breast cancer?
21 years. You would not think na babalik. But you know, mm-hmm. ang effect ng chemotherapy and radiation, ito, I gained weight. Dati sexy ako, hindi na. Siksik na. Pinaka main goal ko is to survive for my children.
21 years after bumalik yung cancer, how did you know?
Kasi nga, every year nagpapamammogram ako. So, monitored ako. Then, yung last, ano ko, ng 2021, tumawag yung oncologist ko. My oncologist never ring me up pagka hindi urgent. And I've developed a good relationship with my doctor sa Pitana kasi nga, I've been there for 21 years. So, sabi niya, there's a problem, you have to come. So, napunta ako. And then they told me you got cancer again. We need to do all these tests again, make contrast, and then merong radioactive na dye na ilalagay sa'yo, you know, all those things. Yung second diagnosis ko, ang sabi sa akin, well, because ang spots ng tumor mo is tatlong spots, syempre, tissue siyang nasa breast natin. Imagine, i-operahan ka, hahanapin nila, masisira na yung tissue. And at my age, I was 67. Sabi niya ganun, I think rather than do the surgery and then after a while we will do it again, I'll recommend mastectomy. So I thought, okay, mastectomy it is. So I had mastectomy in March of 2021. Siyempre, as a woman, the breast is a part of our body. Identity natin being a woman. So sabi ko, breast lang yan. Okay lang yan. Actually, nung sinabi na aalisin, you can undergo reconstruction. That's the last thing I would like to do, reconstruction. Kasi sabi ko nga, I'm old na. And I don't need that. It's only a breast. So I had the drainage, na para i-drain yung blood. In 4 days, unless yung drainage ko, after pag-exercise ko, lumabas na ako. Nag-restaurant ako because I was craving for this curry laksa fish head. After 2 weeks, pumasok ako sa work. What are you doing here? Sabi ko, I want to work. I'm bored at home.
Grabe yung positivity mo, tita. Talagang parang yung cancer, parang ano lang, viral infection lang para sa iyo. That's really brave. That's really brave of you. Pero tita, question po. Meron po bang nag-change or did your perspective about life change after surviving cancer?
Siguro ako, I lifted everything to God. And I believe in that. Plus, I am very blessed kasi marami akong mga friends na pinagdadasal ako. Yun ang ano ko. Sabi ko nga, when I do, sometimes I get invited to talk about breast cancer. Share ko yung experience ko. And I always tell them, you know, iba pag ka may faith ka, naniniwala ka sa Diyos, kahit na sino yung Diyos mo, Diyos is just to me. Right? Nung first condition ko sa Diyos, nung na-diagnose ako ng first time, because my kids were young. Sabi ko, naku, sabi ko, matapan mga anak ko. Sabi ko, Lord, sabi ko sa kanya, if you want me to go, I am happy to go. But my condition was, but promise me you will look after my children. If you cannot, I'm not going. Exact words, Claudel.
And that second chance, tita, how did you spend it? Kasi parang second life na siya, hindi ba? Kasi nga parang nabigyan ka ng another chance. So how did you live that second life?
I still continued with my faith, strong faith, na nagpupunta ako sa church and then kumakanta sa choir. I was still doing some dances with the Handmaids of the Lord and all that. I was doing my volunteering radio program and also sa FCCBI before, you know. I still did, and I work also. So sabi ko nga, you know, life goes on. You don't stop. Pag nagkaroon ka ng trial sa buhay, and you stop living, hindi maganda. You're giving up.
Yes.
It's easy to give up. Pero ako ayoko mag-give up kasi gusto ko pa yung masaya naman kasi ako sa buhay ko. Masaya sa mga anak ko, sa mga apo ko. You know, there is more to live for.
Ano yung advice na mabibigay mo sa isang tao or sa isang babae na, you know, maybe na-diagnose bago lang ng sakit na cancer?
We are blessed. Why? kasi nandito tayo sa Australia na ang support is full on, na hindi mo kailangan na maraming pera para magamot ka. At ang acceptance is something na dapat mong gawin pagka nagkaroon ka ng breast cancer. And of course, early diagnosis is always the key to avoid it getting worse. Kasi sa atin, ang culture natin, nahihiya tayong sabihin, diba? Yung mga, from the mga old people na, ay naku, ayoko nakakahiya. Hindi eh. Dapat hindi tayo mahiya. Kasi kung talagang gusto mong gumaling, then you have to speak out and say things. Yung iba, pinatago nila, ayoko, nahihiya ako. Huwag kang maging in denial. Acceptance is the key to it. And then, you just continue living your life. Be happy. And say like, I'm not the only one who's got cancer. Mas maraming tao may cancer. The only difference is, nandito tayo sa Australia, ang support is here. At saka, i-give mo sarili mo. Basta, you have to live with it in a positive way. Huwag mo isipin na ako, ganyan-ganyan. Huwag mo isipin ganito, paano kung hindi? Huwag kayong maging negative. Kailangan positive. Smile. There's too much to live for.
Yung breast cancer niyo po, was it genetic? Or walang explanation kung paano kayo nagkaroon?
So, hindi ko na-inherit. So wala kami breast cancer. And also, what's the good thing? 20 years ago, hindi nila alam kung genetic ang cancer ko or what. Right? But now, I underwent this test. Sabi niya, it's good. It's not genetic. You know, your other, you know, your grandkids, your grandchildren are safe because of the latest technology. They can tell you now.
Ano yung explanation ng doktor kung bakit ka nagkaroon ng breast cancer?
Kasi hormone related ito. It's a different kind of cancer now. The first one wasn't hormone related at all. Nothing. So hindi na lang kung bakit ako nagkaroon ng cancer, but you know, they cannot override the fact na na-stress ako kasi masyado, you know, we Filipinos are all dedicated to our work. Masyado tayong dedicated sa trabaho natin. We overdo everything. We want to be in perfection. Ganyan na mga Pilipino. Kaya, we're good workers, ha? Totoo yan. So, sa akin, sa tingin ko, it's because of stress na hindi naman in-overrule ng oncologist ko. But this time, hindi naman ako stress and anything. Pero now, it's different. It's hormone-related. So, probably aging, ano na, you know, all the things that you're eating as well. Who knows?
Ang importante, kayo po ay magaling na at masaya.
Look, yung mga medications ko, as I've said, if I beat it once, I'll beat it again.
Healthy Pinoy. I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.